What up, guys? It's Rook here, drummer from Machine Gun Kelly, and you're listening to Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. Let's go!
Dirty ass chucks and a bad bitch lace up. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. I'm your host, Mike Kyle, and today I am joined by Brittany Eberhart. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and it was cool. Just kind of, I love doing this because just in like the time that it takes to really like get this whole thing set up, we get to talk for about 5 minutes or so. And just in that brief time talking to you, you went through the site, you went through the Instagram, you listened to other podcasts, and you were like, you came in here ready to go. So this is gonna be a good episode.
Yeah. I try to do my research, make sure, you know, I'm on top of things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're also like me in Charlotte. So we got some connection there as well.
Exactly.
Cool. All right, Brittany, first question for you is, how did you become a fan of MGK?
I actually discovered him on Datpiff back when I was like 14. The first two songs of his that I ever heard were Chasing Pavements, and Chasing Pavements. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, but I loved it. And my mom went completely blank about the second one, dear Jesus. Chip off the block, sorry. I'm like thinking of all the songs. So Chasing Pavements and Chip Off the Block, and I was on Datpiff, and I'm like, oh, like this is different. So I just started going through like and listening to, you know, everything of his that I could find there, and I was like, yeah, like I can rock with this dude. Like I really like this music. So I started then, and I was like, oh yeah, his music's great, and like let me like do a little bit of research and all that. And I'm like looking, and obviously, like, you know, he is physically attractive to the masses. So that just like furthered the, you know, I don't, not like obsession, but like definitely the desire to learn more, know more, and listen more, and like stay around for the evolution, because the evolution is physical, and obviously, you know, you see it through his music and just his personality in general.
Yeah, absolutely, as well. And if people don't know what Datpiff is, because we're probably of that like age where we know,
yeah,
but other people may not. Datpiff was basically like this platform specifically for like mixtapes and singles. Like, think of like SoundCloud, but honestly better, where you could get somebody's entire like mixtape or EP from. And so if you've ever downloaded an MGK mixtape, like Lace Up, 100 Words and Running, Black Flag, you probably got it off of Datpiff. So I love that you were able to bring that back, because that, I talk about a wave of nostalgia for me.
Yeah, right. It brings back memories for me too. I'm like, oh gosh, like sitting in my bed, just like listening to the music and having my dad be like, turn it down. I'm like, yeah, it's on my laptop. It can't be that loud, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's crazy if you really think about it, because there is still an existence and like a need for it. Because not every artist has all of their music on Spotify or Apple Music or YouTube, like wherever you listen to music. It's not always there. And so, you know, you'll have like the albums because, you know, from like the record labels and things like that. But a lot of artists don't actually go back and upload those mixtapes to those platforms.
Yeah.
So you're really, your only way to still like listen to a mixtape like Lace Up or 100 Words and Running is through a platform like Datpiff. So what a great callback. And there's still a need for it today.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I love it. I still use it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So let's talk now, you know, favorite albums, things of that nature. You know, you came in really early, Chasing Pavements. You want to talk about a deep cut, and probably somewhere, if I had to rank everything in my top 10, I think it may crack the top 10. I love it that much. So I love that song. What are some of your favorite MGK albums, or like the things that you like most about his music, kind of as like a collective?
I think Hotel Diablo is like definitely up, right up there, like top three. Tickets to My Downfall, of course, I loved it. I loved the I don't want to say like switch because there wasn't really, it didn't feel like a switch. Because there were so many like similarities in Hotel Diablo, you could see that that transition kind of was being made already. Mm-hmm. And I like Tickets. I loved it so much. Obviously like mainstream sell, definitely love. I think Binge is a really underrated album. I think a lot of people are just like, oh yeah, he just kind of threw it out, like just to, you know, just throw something out there.
It's me, I'm people.
That's okay. And that, you know, a lot of the times like artists do things like that, you know, to keep fans engaged. But I love it. I think it's so underrated. I listened to the whole thing yesterday and seeing the evolution from the beginning until now is so great because he's so diverse. And it's like if you can't find a song or at least one song, you know, from MGK that you like, then I'm not sure what kind of music you really like. Like, do you even like music at that point? Because there is just such a huge selection there. Like he does a little bit of everything. You get hype, you get, you know, like sad, you get obviously always real, and you get, you know, the rock. Like it's great, indescribable.
Yeah, I love that you say that you can get hype and you get all these different kinds of music. Because for me, that always has been my argument as to why he is my favorite artist, because I could fundamentally create a playlist based on any mood or any genre, kind of, right, to a degree. And I have a collection of at least 5+ songs in each of those playlists. And so it's for me, it's almost like, why listen to anybody else when I can get everything I need from the same artist? And like, that's super cool to me.
Yeah, MGK is pretty much all I listen to. And if, you know, some other stuff gets thrown in there, like, I'm like, okay, cool. But that's, you know, my Apple Music is just everything that I can, like, everything that's his on there, you know, that he has out there. It's just, I throw it into the playlist and the MGK playlist comes on. As soon as I get in my car, it just starts and it shuffles. So I'm going through, you know, everything that I can. And I keep it on that because, like I said, there's something, it shifts your mood on its own. The music itself just shifts your mood. And there's something for every, I feel like there's something there for everybody.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. You've seen him in concert before. I know that for a fact. But you just said, oh yeah, pretty confidently. How many times have you seen him in concert?
So, unfortunately, I didn't get to see him until December 2021 for the tickets to my Downfall tour. So we went to Cleveland for that. That was my first concert of his. And I was just floored. Absolutely amazing. I had never been to any other concert that was anything like that. Never had such a good time in my life. Never met such great people ever. Like, just the atmosphere was amazing. Everybody was, you know, a family. And then I saw him in Charlotte for, you know, Mainstream Sellout. The very next night, one of my really good friends, she called me up. I was still like, you know, in my clothes from the night before.
You went to Raleigh, didn't you? You went to Raleigh the next night, didn't you?
Yeah,
yes, we did the same thing.
I was still in my clothes from the night before, and we were picking up my son from my dad's house, and she called me, and she was like, hey, I bought 3 tickets, because she wanted to take her son to a show of his, and she was like, I bought 3 tickets, do you want to go with us? Like, you know, we're going to leave in like an hour, and I was like, yes, like, let me get ready right now, like, I'm good, you know? And we went to Raleigh that night, and that, you know, that Charlotte and Raleigh were, you know, they were both great shows. I did like Raleigh more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I felt like the energy was a lot better. As far as like his energy, it seemed better. Like, he seemed, you know, surely he kind of seemed like, you know, maybe something happened. He might have been in, like, a little bit down or whatever. But either way, they were both great shows. I met a lot of great people at both of them. And then we went to Cleveland for, you know, that show. And so that was my second time in Cleveland. And that was my birthday present. So, you know, go to Cleveland and see him there. And oh my freaking gosh, that was, I don't think there's, I'm trying to figure out if he can top that. You know, like, I'm in brain, like, can he top that experience? Because that was just that whole, it was like an out of body experience being there. And I have so many videos and all that, but, and it's hard to even kind of look back and remember the exact emotion that you felt like at the time, because it was just so real and so raw from everybody, and especially him.
Yeah, I don't think, at least Cleveland-wise, I don't think he can top it.
Yeah.
Like, that, in Cleveland, performing at the Brown Stadium, sold out, like, that is the pinnacle in that city. The only other thing I could think of is if he did a concert, like, on the lake, like, where they set up a stage literally in the water.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, Brown Stadium sold out. That's it. So check that off the box and off the bucket list for sure. And I love that you were able to make that trip up there. We did the exact same thing because, you know, that was a can't-miss event for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then even the after party, you know, at Forward, like, that was – it was pretty much a whole – like, a second concert. And that was awesome as well. Like, it – and getting to, you know, talk to him a little bit at the after party and, you know, just kind of see the vibe, see how he interacts, like, you know, around his people and all that, and the way that he interacted with all of the fans and everything, the people that were there, and especially, like, all the ones that stuck around until 5 a.m. when they were like, you know, like, it was really cool. It was super cool. Definitely unforgettable.
Yeah, and you were actually able to meet him, too, after the Charlotte show. Because we were both in the Nine Lives music video.
Yeah, yeah. I when I tell you that when the video dropped and I watched it and I literally screeched when I saw myself. I was like, oh my God. And my boyfriend loves MGK as well. But he was not like, you know, fangirling, and, you know, he wasn't as excited as I was. He was like, what are you screaming about? I'm like, I'm in an MGK music video. Like, I'm right here. I'm right here. Like, my friend and I were like, we're right here. It was so exciting. Like, so I told everybody, I was like, yep, I made it in, which, and that just kind of, it just kind of goes to show even more so how much he cares about his fans, how much we mean to him, because he, you know, that and the Life and Peak documentary, like, that, it, there's so much fan footage, and it just, like I said, it just showcases how much he appreciates his fans, and he, obviously, he says all the time, he knows he wouldn't be where he is today without the fans.
Yeah, I remember when the music video dropped, I was in Vegas, I think, because he just randomly, like, just dropped it at, like, noon on, like, a Thursday or something. I was in Vegas, and I was out by the pool, flex, and I watched it, and I didn't, like, think anything of it. But then I watched it back in the hotel room, and that, like, because it's only, like, a 3-second clip from Charlotte.
Yeah, right.
That gets in. And the clip plays, and I'm like, that was Charlotte. I'm like, something in my head, like, a switch went up, and it was like, I was there. And so I go back, and I'm watching, because I'm only in it for, like, 3 frames. And I put it on, like, 0.25 speed, and I'm watching it frame by frame. And then I'm like, there I am. And I just start texting everybody that we made the cut. So that was really, really cool.
That's pretty much exactly what I did. And I was like, oh, I'm in the front, like, with a black flag, like, tied around my neck, like, you know, jumping up and down, like, looking crazy, whatever. But I was like, it was just awesome. It was such a cool moment for me.
Yeah. And you were you able to talk to him during that? Because he was just kind of like out, like, you know, yeah. like, you know,
he wasn't really
high-fiving people that were out there. Right. And exactly.
We got to high five. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm never going to wash my hand again. Obviously I did, but I was like, you know, I was super happy about that. But, you know, there wasn't, yeah, we hung around even for a while after mm-hmm. that, just in case. But yeah, we didn't get to, unfortunately, like didn't get to talk to him, you know, really then, except for like, you know, being acknowledged that like he was being spoken to. Mm-hmm. And that alone was just the fact that he takes the time after the shows to come out and like, you know, see the people that are standing out there waiting for him and just acknowledge that we even exist is, mm-hmm. is just awesome to me. I've never been to a show that for any other artist, that's done that. I mean, obviously I'm sure they're, you know, they do it, but anything that I've ever been to, I've never experienced that. So.
Mm-hmm. You said something pretty interesting when you were talking about just like going to the concerts over the past 2 years. And that was that, you know, just like meeting people around you, right? Meeting fellow members of EST, meeting other MGK fans. It's actually one of the comments that my girlfriend made at her first concert was just like, everybody here is just like so nice. Yeah. And like, she like couldn't believe it where it's like, you know, we're like in our seats or whatever. And everybody around us is talking to us. And she just like couldn't really believe that. So for you, you know, you've been here at this point in OG for a decade plus. Seeing where we were to where we are now, you know, between EST, him as a whole, like, what does it all, like, really mean to you?
Exactly, you know, exactly what it stands for. Everyone stands together. You know, it is a family, and I feel like, you know, it's a huge family of people that all have something in common, and that commonality allows us to connect with each other on much deeper levels and create bonds and super amazing friendships with people because of, you know, because we like, or, you know, love, you know, an artist. And that to me is just, it's like, it's crazy. I haven't experienced that, you know, with other artists, fan bases that, you know, that I listen to. So for everybody to just like band together and just be like, yeah, like we're here for, you know, we're here for the family. Like everybody just, you know, somebody needs help. Like everyone's so willing to offer up that help. You need somebody to talk to, like, you know, you want to meet up because you're alone, you know, you're having an issue. Somebody's, you know, every now and again, you know, you get at shows, people get a little bit rowdy. And you know, you've got like 10 other people that are like, hey, like chill out, calm down. And it's not crazy. So it's so much more calm and loving. It's loving. That's really the best way that I can describe that.
That was perfectly said and a great note to end on. But before we get out of here, Brittany, we like to play a game around here. 5 rapid fire MGK questions. It's not trivia. It's not a gotcha game. It's more so a this or that. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. And actually for this, I'm cool because you're an OG. I'll switch this up a little bit, okay? So I'm going to name an album and you're going to tell me your favorite song off the album, okay?
Okay, let me see if I can make sure my mind doesn't get all jumbled.
All right, and if it gets all jumbled, no worries, I'll help you out, all right?
Sounds good.
Let's go all the way back to the Lace Up album.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to have to go with, like, Lace Up, like, in general, like, that's, mm-hmm. I don't feel like it gets much better than that.
Yeah, and that's the song that we started the episode with, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to General Admission.
Ooh. That one is difficult. because I always get those songs mixed up with, like, a little bit mixed up with Hotel Diablo. Oh my gosh. I'm trying so hard to think right now. I'm like going through the discography in my mind. I'm drawing a blank simply because, like, I cannot, I'm like having trouble like deciphering between the different albums. So my
okay.
bad.
Okay. No worries. So should I help you out a little bit?
That's refresh my memory. That would be,
Let's do it. All right. All right, Brittany, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some editing magic on this, all right?
All right.
So we're going to, I'll start from the beginning of, like, that Let's Play game, and I'm going to give you two songs. You're going to pick, you're going to tell me the one that you like better, okay?
Oh, yeah, great.
Cool. All right, so let's just take it from that spot. All right, Brittany, we like to end every episode off with a different, you know, kind of game show segment. Sometimes we do 5 rapid-fire MGK trivia questions, but instead for this, because you're an OG, I want to play a this or that MGK song game with you. Are you cool for that?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. All
right, let's go off of the Lace Up album. Between the actual song Lace Up and See My Tears, which song are you picking?
Dependent upon mood, but hype, Lace Up every time.
Okay, there we go. And it's always going to be dependent upon mood. It's two very different songs. So let's close that by picking two very similar songs. What if we did Alpha Omega off of General Admission or Till I Die?
I love them both, but I'm going to have to go with Till I Die.
All right. Hotel Diablo, Floor 13 or El Diablo?
Floor 13 all day, every day.
All day, every day, she says with confidence. Let's go to Tickets to My Downfall. Do we want to do, so many great options. What if we did Forget Me Too and My Ex's Best Friend?
My Ex's Best Friend.
All right. And then final question off of Mainstream Sellout. It's always fun. I get to choose the songs for this. And I need to, like, do them based off of your energy and which songs I think you like the most. So what if we did... Yeah, let's just go off the top. Let's go Born with Horns or God Save Me.
God Save Me. Yeah.
Is that your
God
favorite? You said that pretty confidently.
Yeah. It resonates with me so hard. So it's like he says all the words in that song that, like, I can't put into words, so love it.
Well, perfect. And Brittany, that about does it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for listening or watching, whether that is on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or on YouTube. I greatly appreciate it. Regardless, be sure to leave a like and subscribe so you never miss another episode. And if you use promo code sellouts at checkout at pinkfucks.com to receive 10% off of your purchase. Thanks so much for watching, and we will see you in the next episode.